ECNN was able to sit down with Mammoth Springs School Superintendent Miss Jenny Wisnat and talk about the closure for the remainder of the school year. We asked her what was going on with Mammoth Springs right now.
Well, right now, we are doing off-site instruction, so students are not coming to school, but we're still trying to do as much instruction as we can so that we don't have a gap when we come back in August. And so we have been sending out AMI packets, which have had materials in there for students to complete. And a lot of our teachers are being able to reach out to their students electronically and being able to still have some good instruction going on. It's not ideal, but we're still being able to do some instruction electronically through the internet. And those that don't, we just have those packets for them too to complete.
And we asked her about a date for graduation and prom.
Well, those are very important activities that happen in students' lives that they wait all their life for. And we are going to have a graduation, we're going to have a prom, and we're going to do some of those things. We just don't know when yet. We're kind of waiting to see how this settles down before we try to make a new date for that. Unfortunately, we don't want to go ahead and set up a date now and then have to postpone it again. So we're just going to kind of wait a few weeks and see how this is. We're hoping for June, but it could be that it'll be July before we can have those events safely.
We also asked her if she had a message for those Mammoth Springs Bears that are listening.
Well, for them to know that we know they have a lot going on in this situation, and we certainly appreciate what they have going on. And for them not to stress at this point, and that we're going to work and be real flexible with what we do. And this is a partnership that we're working with parents to do better and just to do what we can at this time.
Governor Asa Hutchinson announcing Arkansas schools to be closed for no on-site instruction using alternative methods of instruction and online courses. Hayden Savage, ECNN News, Mammoth Springs.